In 2012, Nick Walenda decided to take a trip to Canada. But instead of taking a car or a boat or even a train, he decided to walk on a high wire, 173 feet in the air, across Niagara Falls. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Nick was born into the Flying Walendas, the American descendants of circus performers who'd been performing various high wire and trapeze stunts since the days of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in the 1700s. 2011, by age 32, Nick has already set at least four Guinness World Records. Tallest human pyramid on a tightrope, longest bike ride on a tightrope, highest bike ride on a tightrope, and highest height walking the wheel of death. Imagine a Ferris wheel with a hamster wheel instead of a seat, and it's all spinning 100 feet in the air. He decides his next feat will be walking across Niagara Falls on a high wire. There's just one problem. His chosen feat is banned in two countries. Okay, so it's two problems. It's illegal in both the U.S. and in Canada. Why is it banned? Because it's super dangerous. Niagara Falls is 187 feet of water falling straight down at a rate of 600,000 gallons per second. If he falls off, he will almost certainly die. But Nick is a Walenda, so he has no fear. Not certain that trait exists in my family tree. With help from local politicians and businessmen, he spends 2 years lobbying for legal permission, fundraising, and getting geological surveys to prove that the stunt is safe. June 12, 2012, around 10:15 p.m., Nick is finally standing at the start of the wire, looking out over the top of the Horseshoe Falls section of Niagara Falls, and apparently not asking to back out. Nick wears a red jacket so he'll be visible in the mist, and he holds a 40-pound balancing pole stabilized with a strap across his back. He also, and I find this hilarious, has his passport in his pocket so he can legally enter into Canada. Nick takes his first step away from New York and onto the cable. Standing upright, he slowly places a pointed toe, then rolls his heel down the wire. He pauses before taking the next step, which is just as methodical. He'll repeat this hundreds of times. Soon he disappears into the mist and the fog. He can no longer hear the crowd due to the rushing water. This all presents a double danger you would never encounter in a circus tent. No visibility and a wire that can get real slippery. Nick struggles to keep focused. 20 minutes later, Nick emerges on the Canadian side of the falls. While still on the wire, he answers questions from ABC live and on air. He shows incredible poise. His great-grandfather would be proud. Once above Canadian land, he actually gets down on one knee on the wire and waves his fist in victory. The crowd cheers, but he's not done. He still has a ways to go. He continues to take slow step after slow step until he's almost on land. The last few steps, he practically skips. 10:41 p.m., after 25 minutes on a high wire over a dangerous waterfall, Nick greets Canadian customs officials. Per Nick's website, they asked him, "What is the purpose of your trip, sir?" And he replies, "To inspire people around the world to follow their dreams and never give up." Nick certainly earned his self-given title, King of the High Wire. And then later, he will actually top this feat by walking over the Grand Canyon and then an active volcano in Nicaragua. This may not be the last you'll hear about Nick Walenda on this show. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, please follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on Nick Wallenda, he recently published a book, Facing Fear, Step Out in Faith and Rise Above What's Holding You Back. He also authored Balance, a story of faith, family, and life on the line. For this episode, we found his website, nickwallenda.com, and coverage by ABC News to be incredibly helpful. You can find out more about me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.